And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'm telling you, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, by the way, you hear during the break when we run those ads, just know this. Those ads, you're supporting Right Side Radio when you advertise with us. We are a separate standalone business. All these radio stations that we're on covering the northern half of the state, they don't own us. We actually own the content to the show. And we, just like any other business, have to generate our own revenue. And the way we do that in part is by selling ads. If you hear the show and you're like, man, those guys got it going on. Phil and Boomer, I want to be a part of that. Well, we would love to have you be a part of that. If you think that what we say and what we do aligns with your own values and you'd like to advertise your business to roughly 30,000 plus people a week, we'd love to talk to you. So here's how you do it. You can't call the station and get hold of it because, like I said, we're a separate business. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the place where it says advertising. Send us a message, and we will get you in the hopper as quick as possible. You just tell us, and we'd love to talk to you. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on advertising. Send us a message. Advertise with Right Side Radio. We'd love to have you on the team. I got several text messages. Anything in there that I can have? Tony from Piedmont says he wants your lunch money. I don't know what he means. G, maybe? I don't know who he's talking about there. Sean from Owens Crossroads. Russia is conducting joint aerial exercises with China in China. Says the two countries are conducting other joint training exercises and have more planned in the future. Let's not forget the incursions into our airspace, too, by Russia during Obama. Yes, indeed. You are correct. And then John from Huntsville. Hey, Phil, with regards to the rocket. Hey, Phil, I predict that Save the Rocket will not only be the second dipper of the day, it will be the last dipper of the day. No, man, it can't be. I can't. You know why? Because we're starting at the top of the hour with Senator Tuberville. So
you will hit all three
today.
I'm
going to hit all three dippers.
It's the prediction now.
How little faith he has. John, come on, John. All right. Hey, listen, we are going to go to the next dipper. And that is Save the Rocket. There have been a number of developments. And coming up on the phone here in just a few minutes, Steve Thornton of Montesano Research in Huntsville, who has been avidly working to gather the necessary data and present the actual truths about whether the rocket can be saved. Well, he's going to be on the air with us. He came on, I guess, about a month ago. He's got updates for us now. There is a bill before the legislature. So I communicated last night with State Senator Tom Butler out of the Huntsville area. He's been the one promoting a piece of legislation that would allow the rocket to be saved. Now, the question in my mind is, are we talking about preserving what's there, or are we talking about replacing it with something else that looks like what's there? Well, all that to say, we've got to take a look at this in a hard, hard way, because that is not just a facsimile of a rocket. That is one of only maybe three Saturn 1B rockets that still remain in existence today. And it's been standing there for 44 years. 44 years. That rocket is the model that helped put Skylab into space, and this is the 50th anniversary of Skylab. So we're looking at tearing down a piece of history. This is not just, it's cool. It's just a big hunk of metal that looks like a rocket. No, it is a rocket. And it's a piece of history. And I'd hate to see it gone. Plus, you know what? I mean, Boomer, how many times, you lived in Nashville so long, your family was back here, you drove back and you drove
back
past that thing.
Forth,
how many times?
I don't even know. But obviously the rocket was, oh man, I'm halfway home.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's that thing that, I mean, you could see it how far out. I mean, you're 5 miles away, you can see it already,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, it's just cool. Well, they're redoing that whole rest stop. And somebody has just recently decided in January of this year they don't want it anymore. They don't want to take that thing's expensive. It's old. It's rusty. It's, well, you know what? Do something about it, because we have Steve Thornton has gathered the data with experts who show that thing can be preserved, and for a drop in the bucket of finances, which, by the way, we do appear to have money in the budget. As long as they can pass the necessary bill to allow the money to be used. It's called a contingent appropriation. But yeah, it appears that several million dollars of seed money has been set aside to make sure this renovation gets done. And I really believe, too, Steve Thornton is probably going to talk about the fact that private fundraising is still a big part of what's happening here too. And yes, you can do this. We can save that iconic piece of space hardware that is not just a piece of space hardware. It's like the flag, man. It's like when you're coming to Alabama, it's like, hey, here we are. And yeah, are we the home of the cotton gin and you know, Alabama football and all the other things and the former steel industry, or we're also the space industry. And as you drive down I-65, man, what an amazing, amazing monument right there on our border that says, by the way, welcome to Alabama. I would hate to see that gone. All right, coming up on the phone in a minute, Steve Thornton, hot on the issue of Save the Rocket. We'll talk to him and we'll lay it out for you and be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure, which includes the place where the rocket stands right now at the border of Tennessee and Alabama. So, listen, this is a topic that we've been hot on since the moment we found out about it. And you may recall multiple times we've had a segment on the show, which we're doing number two of the Triple Dipper right now, and we're calling it Save the Rocket. And somebody who's been on the show once before already is the guy in the community who has been really just digging in on this and moving it forward. Steve Thornton is the president and CEO of Montesano Research. He's got some updates, and we're going to talk it through and maybe see what's happening in the legislature at the same time. So without further ado, Steve Thornton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thank you so much for the time and what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, thank you for what you're doing. That's the thing. I mean, I'm just sitting here talking into a can. You're the guy out there who's been sort of rallying the troops on this issue. It's taken a leg up. I mean, right now we have some high hopes that here on this last day of the legislative session, we may actually see the bill pass to either preserve or, you know, some would say preserve or replace. But tell us what you know about the legislative process right now. What are you hearing?
We know that this bill has passed the Alabama House and the Alabama Senate and is anticipated for signature by the governor today.
Outstanding.
It does several excellent things for us. Specifically, it poses the question if the original rocket is beyond restoration or repair. Now, we have a nationally recognized curator that is telling us that it is not, in his estimation, beyond restoration or repair, and is actually willing to provide a cost-free and liability-free condition inspection. We need access. This is the main thing we need right now. We need access to know what we're dealing with, and the law actually provides the question that we need to answer.
Well, that's huge. You know, I think one of the other hurdles that you guys have also crossed is that at some point, I mean, if my understanding is correct, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but technically NASA still owns the rocket. It's on a semi-permanent loan to the Space and Rocket Center and then established as the monument at the rest stop going north. But that being said, the Space and Rocket Center sort of has a say, and they kind of came around to the idea of of preserving it. What do you know about the Space and Rocket Center's board's most recent decisions?
At the last meeting of the Alabama Space and Science Exhibit Commission, there was a unanimous vote to, and I'm quoting nearly, this is a paraphrase but not bad, to do everything reasonably possible to save this Saturn 1B at the Ardmore rest stop. And furthermore, they remanded a review for the purpose of collecting more information to the business and executive subcommittees who will meet actually on this Friday.
Okay. All right. So this Friday, by then, we'll know for a fact that you got legislation in hand, and they've also got, I'm sure you've gotten them all your information with the studies that have been done on the potential for preservation. Am I right?
Well, sadly, you're correct, but we are not hearing a response at this point. We have contacted every member of the Alabama Space and Science Exhibit Commission presenting this information, but for only one response, we have heard nothing. This includes the committee members on the subcommittees of the business and executives committees, and we will be following up with this. To be clear, we will not let this rocket die the death of indifference on the part of those whose responsibility it should be to curate and preserve it.
Well, and rightfully so. I mean, I was saying on the air just before we got up back into the segment here with you, is this is a major piece of history. This is one of, what, three Saturn 1Bs left in the world? Is that right?
Actually, it's only one of two.
Oh.
And this is the only community in which somebody could see all three members of the Saturn family. But this is a national treasure, a legacy historic artifact, and if it is lost to history, and we have no reason to believe that's necessary at this point, then there will only be one, and it won't be here.
Well, yeah. Listen, there's going to be a cost involved, and we don't actually know the full cost yet. But my understanding, and I got this from Senator Butler. I also had a fiscal analyst from the Policy Institute verify for me. But it appears that when the budget's passed, that they did put what's called a contingent appropriation in place for several million dollars dedicated to the repair or replacement of this rocket in the event that the what I would call the primary vehicle passes, which is the enabling legislation we just talked about a moment ago. So what do you know about the money, and what have you heard on that?
Here's where we stand. There already has been nearly $1,980,000 appropriated for purposes relative to this rocket. Additionally, and I don't know this for a fact, there are additional funds to be used for the purposes specified in the bill. But when we talk about money, we apparently have already enough money to do the simple preservation, restoration, repair of this rocket to take it down. And again, this repair and restoration would be done in place, in situ, right where it stands. No cost to take it down. Not necessary, apparently. If you do, in fact, take it down, the bill does provide, if you do, in fact, take it down, you've got to put up an iconic replica. So let's talk about the cost of anything else. Another quick $10 million. So would you spend $4 million? Would you spend $14 million? It's not the right thing to do economically for the taxpayer.
No, it's not. And it's also not the same as the historical artifact itself. Hey, here's the quote, by the way. When you were just talking, I went and looked it back up. So most recently, when they passed the budget bills, there was actually a supplemental bill they had to file. House Bill 125 contained $2 million. And here's the quote. $2 million shall be used for the Ardmore Welcome Center for the repair and the replacement of the rocket based on an approved plan for such expenditure. In other words, if the other enabling legislation passes and a plan is put forth, you've already got whatever was there in the last year's budget plus an additional $2 million set aside. So that's pretty good seed money to get this thing going.
Absolutely. And the bill goes even further. Just to quote, the department may accept public or private gifts, grants, and donations, including in-kind services, for use with the rocket. We have not even begun the effort of tapping into the fundraising that's available from people that support this rocket, corporations that would support this rocket, both locally and nationally.
Well, and I think it's going to be very cool to watch this come together. What about, let me ask you this. There's been a lot of talk about the state. You know, we have our Memorial Preservation Act that we still don't know yet what the Attorney General's going to say on that. I think it actually qualifies. I mean, it's over 40 years. It's a monument. It's on state property. So I think it's going to qualify for preservation as a matter of law. But are you hearing anything from the U.S. delegation? Have you had any discussions with the members of Congress or the U.S. Senate as to, I mean, this is a national treasure, like you said. Any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I have spoken with every member of the Alabama delegation, both our congressional representatives and our senators, and they are all well aware of what's going on with this rocket and all at some point, I believe, willing to weigh in unanimous support for what this bill provides for us. Back to your monuments bill, the purpose of this bill is just to blow right past anything necessary in the monuments bill. We now have law that tells us to go find out the condition of that rocket. What we need is access. The two sticking points right now is how do we get the parties at hand to grant us the access, and then exactly under whom do we establish a 501c3 for the purpose of fundraising, not only pursuant to the preservation today, but to the endowment and the preservation of this rocket in perpetuity.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. You're going to set up a foundation with a board that will not only help preserve what's there now, but 10 years now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, is still in charge of maintaining and keeping up the preservation of that monument. So, man, I tell you what, this is, Steve, I tell my audience all the time, if you see a cause you want to be a part of, it's not going to start by itself. You got to get out there and hustle and do it. And you've been getting out there and hustling and doing it. But I know that you had the opportunity for people to also express their desire to be involved with an email or any type of social media page. You want to give folks any links or things to be able to find you if they want to get involved?
That's right. That's right. It's all one string, SaveAlabama'sRocket@gmail.com. There's no apostrophe. It is plural, SaveAlabama'sRocket@gmail.com. If you'd be heartbroken to see our iconic national treasure lost, join us. We're a community of doers. Let's get it done.
Outstanding. Well, and this
here's something. Here,
yeah, go
here's
ahead.
Something you know you'll resonate. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing economically. It's the right thing for the community, the state, and the nation. And it's the right thing for history.
Well, that definitely resonates here. Just plain right. That's what we're going to say. Well, I'm for it, man. And we want to stay on top of this. And so as you develop this this plan, as the legislation gets signed, you know, as we see it going forward, we want you back on to keep us updated, Steve. We appreciate it.
We really need you because things are going in the right direction, but we are not home free yet. There's a lot of work to do.
All right. Well, Steve Thornton, Saving the Saturn Rocket, President and CEO at Montesano Research, putting his own time and energy into this. Man, we appreciate you. You have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. That's what it's about, Boom. I mean, that's, if you're going to get something done, people just got to get up off their you know, their duffs and go get it done, right? And this is just a passion project, you can tell. But I think it's one of those things, too, that one guy rallying another guy, rallying two other guys, are just out there making stuff happen that wasn't happening before. So many people were just willing to go, well, you know, it's old. Maybe we should take it down. Yawn, yawn, yawn. That's such a lame response to something like this. Anyway, I'm pretty stoked to see it going. All right, take us to the break, Boom Shakalaka. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going to give you a few more details, specifics about the current state of legislation, how much they're setting aside, and what it would mean, legally speaking, to remove it anyway. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got a piece of breaking news. This is happening right now as we speak. Posted just a few minutes ago. Apparently, so you heard me talking yesterday. This is a total aside. Just go with me here. Yesterday, we had Andrew Ford from ZLA Solutions in here. He's got like 650 to 700 employees around the state. And we talked about whether or not Representative Anthony Daniels from Huntsville, his bill on limiting taxation on overtime pay, was going to have a big effect. Well, if you remember, it was going to be basically a limitation on overtime pay, period. Like or taxation, I mean, period. Good thing. Well, then the Senate got involved and they got a little concerned. Whoa, that may be too much money. We don't know we want to do that. We'll cap it. We'll say that we can't ever do more than $25 million a year. Well, that really begins to bring it down and lowers it and makes it harder to see true gain. A $25 million tax break out of a multi-billion dollar budget. Okay. Anyway, take what you can get, take the win and walk. Well, guess what? The governor just like moments ago, apparently the bill was sent across to the governor for signature and she sent it back. And this is, now governors can do it this way. She sent it back with the cap, the $25 million cap removed, wanting the legislature to approve it as a gubernatorial veto with or edit. And so right now what's going to wind up happening is it appears the House is going to concur with the governor's desire to see this bill not have a cap on it, which means a much larger potential tax break. Then it's going to go to the Senate for concurrence. The Senate's what changed it. So whether the Senate will concur or not remains to be seen. We could effectively, here on the last day of the session, see a much larger tax break, or we could wind up seeing the override of a governor's veto, or we could wind up seeing the tax break go away and just fail because the two branches of government couldn't agree. That would be a crying shame. Anyway, that's happening right now, last day of the legislature. Got a little gamesmanship going on. We'll see how it goes. Coming up top of the hour here in about 6 or 7 minutes, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville going to be on the line with us. We'll talk to him about recent efforts on his part to push back, and that's what the whole section is going to be called, pushing back. That plus other stories, pushing back against the Department of Defense, thinking that it can go out there and just, you know, be the ones who make the law. No. You enforce the law. Thank you, DOD. You don't get to change state laws. That's not your role. Know your role. So we're going to have a discussion with Senator Tommy Tuberville here in about, we'll be on the air with him in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, know this. This rocket, I'm a fan. All right, this rocket at the rest stop, it needs to be preserved. It is an iconic piece of history. So the big thing that happened just a few weeks ago, May 19th, story by AL.com on this one. Rocket at the Alabama Welcome Center wins a small victory for survival. You heard it a minute ago with Steve Thornton. The Space and Rocket Center had originally been all in on the idea of taking it down. They didn't want the, I don't know if they didn't want the responsibility, I don't know what. But they've had a change of heart. And it came when one of their members, Joe Fitzgerald, said, we need to make every reasonable effort to make sure the rocket at the under renovation Interstate 65 Welcome Center remains in place. And he went on to say this, and it was a very impassioned plea. According to the article, he says, quote, I stand before you today to ask you to save the Saturn 1B and not to destroy it. Make no mistake, he said, a vote to take down the rocket is a vote to destroy it, and that would be a horrible tragedy for our state. And he basically saved the day. He believes that it was kind of like a done deal. They were moving it forward, and it appears now the Space and Rocket Center has sort of backed off. In the meantime, story on 1819 News just last week: Alabama Senate passes a new version of the bill addressing the I-65 Welcome Center rocket that no longer includes changes to the Memorial Preservation Act. So they were working within the whole Memorial Preservation Act, the bill that we passed when I was there that says stop taking down statues and renaming buildings and, you know, and removing the names of plazas you don't like. And everybody calls it a racist bill. It's not. Is the rocket racist? Well, I mean, ask Pete Buttigieg. He might think it is. But the truth be told, this is about preserving history. And so the question becomes, is the rocket a monument? Well, under that law that we passed, if it's been in place for 40 years, sits on state property, then it can be considered a monument. The Attorney General has yet to give an opinion. And that's a big deal. AG opinions mean something. You can apply for an AG opinion, and that has been done in this case, to get a determination. Well, the bill originally dealt with that issue, and they decided to back that out. And they passed a version of the legislation that says, no, we're just going to say it stays. And if it can't stay, we'll just replace it with something like it. I mean, the thing's 224-foot high. It's one of three Saturn rockets ever developed. And according to Steve Thornton, it's one of only two still in existence. So this is a big, hairy deal. The bill passed the Senate, and it literally creates the opportunity to just maintain it, irregardless of what the Memorial Preservation Act says. Putting all that aside, the legalities of it staying as a memorial, what it's saying is we as a legislative body have just said, you know what, by God, we're just going to run a bill about the rocket by itself. And they did. So yay for them. All right, folks, listen, that's going to be a story that we develop over time. We'll keep you posted. I'm sure some of you guys have some feedback on it. In the meantime, stay tuned, because coming right back, we'll be with U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville talking about a number of things. Pushing back, that's the storyline. We'll be right back.